We have 9 Japanese students with us at Concordia this summer, and I would like to introduce them to you. And then talk a little bit about the title of our presentation and how accurate or inaccurate that may be for the next hour. Anyway, the students that we have with us at Concordia are, from my far right, Takako Watanabe and Megumi Ito, Keiko Kutsuwa, Jun Furuya, Mayumi Takeda, Hitomi Tanaka, Kazushige Natori, Nobue Matsuura, and Nana Arai. For our format for the discussion this evening, we're going to have 2 main speakers, and I'm going to kind of be the moderator for those people and maybe help with translation if they are not able to communicate what they want to say. And also be a little bit of a timekeeper so that they stick to a 15-minute presentation. And then in between what they have to say, we'll have some time for questions and answers. I believe the title of our forum for tonight was supposed to be traditional and non-traditional roles in Japanese society, or something esoteric and complicated like that. We're not going to be that complicated in our presentation tonight. Basically, what we'd like to have happen is for 2 of the students to present to you. First of all, Kazushige Natori is going to talk about maybe 2 topics. First, Japanese cheerleading, ironically enough, and second, youth in Japan and how they're changing. And I'll introduce him more in a minute. Also, Mayumi Takeda and Hitomi Tanaka are going to present to us about drinking tea in the Japanese style. So maybe by listening to those 2 presentations, you'll have some cultural contrast to stimulate your thinking and have questions to ask them after they're finished presenting. That's our format for tonight. The first person I'd like to introduce then is Kazushige Natori. He comes to us as a student at the English Language School since this spring. And he is on leave currently from law school. He is right now between his sophomore and his junior year in law school in Japan, and his major is criminal law. Besides criminal law, however, he's interested in international educational exchange, which I think he's getting a good taste of by being at Holden and in the United States. He has to be one of the most adventurous and the most energetic students that we have at our school, and we are delighted to have him with us. As I mentioned earlier, when I asked him about the topic that he wanted to present to you, his first response was, I want to talk about the youth of Japan, what's happening with young people overseas. And then he changed his topic altogether and he said, I want to talk about Japanese cheerleading. I said, you know, Kazushige, I think you've got an idea there, but I'm not sure how one relates to each other. And as a matter of fact, it turns out that Kazushige is a cheerleader in Japan. And a cheer that they do has some basis in Japanese culture and history and the religion. And he wants to explain how that relates to the youth of Japan. I hope you enjoy what he has to say. Kazushige.
My name is Kazushige, so I will talk about the cheerleading, because when I was in high school, I was belongs to the cheerleading team. So cheerleading spirit comes from the kind of religion. It's a Shinto. Maybe everybody doesn't know the Shinto, because in Japan, the main religion is a Buddhism. So also, Shinto is a basic religion, a basic Japanese religion. So that's everybody experiences maybe World War II. So before the World War II spirit comes from maybe Shinto. So it's one person maybe sacrifices the businessman sacrifices the own his vision own and big business or enterprise. So it's so Japanese industrial, I think, developed. But so now in cheerleader teams, spirit so comes from Shinto. So when, for example, when I was first student in high school, so I never talked with a third student. So because third student is like a god, kind of god.
At least so, superior to you.
Yeah. Superior.
Yeah.
Superior.
Excuse me?
Could he stand?
If you could stand, then they could hear you better.
So when I was in a first student, I never talked with a third student. So they are like
superior.
Superior.
To you.
Superior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So and then each grade. Each grade has a has doing things.
Uh-huh.
So third student is superior. And then second student is like human.
Common people.
Common people.
Okay.
And then first student is like slave.
Like slaves.
Like
slaves.
Inferior level.
Yeah.
Slaves. So if so, the third student ordered me mistake things. So, mistakes order to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't want to do, but so I must do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I rejoice, refuse the order, I to the lynch.
You'll be punished.
Yeah, punished.
Go ahead.
So it's so that time I was I am in Japan. Japan is a democracy country. Why am I? Why must I doing mistake things? So I was sad because I didn't say that your mistakes. You order me a mistake things. So. You don't order me. So, but so it's a my senpai before the third student,
graduation.
Graduate people, this is the same thing. So, but so when, so just I when I was in first student. So if I I will be in a third student, I never I never do it to, I never do, I promise in my mind, I never do it, things, I never do the same things. But so, I did it.
How does this relate to cheerleading?
Cheerleading?
Yeah.
Cheerleading shape comes from the karate. Yeah. So how do you do the practice?
No, explain what you told me before about the meaning of the cheer and how it relates to Japanese young people.
So cheerleading shapes come from karate. So it's it's a difference the American cheerleading team. So American cheerleading team doing very activity, but so Japanese cheerleader team is a very quiet, not activity. So when I went to the baseball stadium. So this time September, May, June, July, July or August. So July or August. It's a very hot. But so my part is a flag holder. Flags. Yeah. So flags. Flags. Drawing the. The symbol of the school. Yes, symbol of the school. So it's a very flag is very holy thing. H-O-L-Y.
At least honored.
Honor.
Yeah.
So it's never fall down and never touch the my hand. So it's when I touch that. So when I was touched the flags, I do the gloves.
Wear gloves.
It's a white gloves. So when everybody everybody use the get married, so it is a white gloves, and then that's. Weight is 6. Usual is 60 kilogram. Change the
60 kilogram is what? 120.
120
pounds.
120 pounds. But so if so, blowing the wind, so it becomes over the 100 kilogram. 100 kilogram is
200 pounds.
Over the 200, but so that's the I will never speak. I never spoke, and I never moved. I never drink the water or something.
For how long?
It took 4 to 6 hours.
Just to hold the flag.
Yeah, just hold the flag. And then that spirit is common. In common is big business businessman, big businessman. Yeah. So my parents or grandfather sacrificed on his big business. But so now young people is different. Has different spirit. So when the, for example, so Japanese virtue is Japanese virtue is beauty, but V-I-R-T-U-E, opposite
of virtue.
Virtue.
Yeah.
So Japanese virtue is victim spirit. But so now young people I think as almost Japanese young people don't do it. So
excuse me, Kazushige, you just said that the Japanese young people's spirit or a special virtue of the Japanese spirit is being a victim?
Victim.
I think you mean to say self-sacrifice.
Yeah,
you explained self-sacrifice. That's a little bit different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, Japanese people appreciate the spirit of being self-sacrificing before. Okay.
Yeah. Also, now, Japanese young people is a very solitude. I think very solitude because so.
Very what?
Very solitude. Solitude speak. Solitude. Isolated.
Solitude.
Yeah, solitude. Oh. Yeah, solitude.
Okay, go ahead.
So, because parents, the father, go to the his enterprise. Mm-hmm. But so, before the World War II, the wife never go to never get a job because. So now Japanese now the wife get a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when the children come from his their home, so the mother don't stay in their house.
Yeah.
So it was very sad. And then now Japanese in Japanese fufu Japanese couple divorce increase the divorce.
Divorce.
So, Japanese children starve the affection. So, and then they are grown up. So they don't have enjoying things. So.
You have to go on.
Okay.
They might have questions.
Okay. And then Japanese people do so parents give them money. Just money. Don't give me affection. Affection. So
affection.
Yeah, affection. So when the make a divorce suit.
Yeah.
So mother and father each other I don't want to take care of my child.
Mm-hmm.
So you take care. Mm-hmm. And the wife says you take care. So so each other give them just money. So the student, the children grown up as a man, so they don't have enjoying thing, so they buy almost everything. So Japanese people become very fashionable. So it takes, I think, 10 万円っていうと、1000ドル、suit by a one day, so yeah, one day is pay the cash. In conclusion, so I think so if the this these people get a job, and then I think Japanese go to the ruin. R-U-I-N.
Ruin.
Yeah.
Ruin.
Yeah.
Ruin.
Yeah.
Ruin.
Ruin.
Yeah, destroying.
Yeah. That's, I think, very sad things. So I hope they don't include me. So we don't go, we never go to the ruin.
Something that you would like to ask Kazushige or any of the other students who are here. Any questions for them about Japanese young people or cheerleading? Or the relationship?
Yeah. Might say that this, for parents and children, both parents working and the children come back home, a lot of that happens in our country too. That they're starved for affection. A lot of our children are in that same kind of situation.
So in Japan, suddenly to the so the parents get the job.
Yeah, both parents work and they're away from home, and the children come home, there are no parents.
So they have, I think American people have a relationship with the children. So in Japan, the father is has a strict
power.
Yeah. So it doesn't relationship the children. So for example, for me, so I don't my brain don't remember the enjoy things with my father.
Because he's the disciplinarian. He's the person that
I think
that gives you discipline in your home.
I think in old days, Japanese father is very strict. I mean, very high position. Value of father is stronger than mother, or
yes.
You know, that's a Japanese old custom. But now getting more father, value of father is weak.
Yes, you know,
weak. And so.
Does the mother have more power now? Does the mother have more power than she used to have?
Yeah, mother
more
is
power more. Like somewhat like the father. Had.
Yeah,
that's right. Is sort of sharing more, or?
Yeah, sharing.
Sharing like, the power.
Getting similar with like American.
Okay, partners. Working together. Do you think they're equals?
I don't think so.
No.
But so
still,
fathers.
Fathers don't.
Yeah.
Fathers don't.
Yeah. So fathers.
For example, Japanese fathers usually don't cook or fix the meal or something.
Yeah. Cook and
I was
or so. American father doing things, so it's Japanese father. I think never do it.
But I think that role is for women, especially, is changing, and that may be part of the problem is influencing the divorce rate in their country. That women's roles are changing, maybe more rapidly than men's roles there, and they're affecting the family.
That has to be worked through before relationships stabilize.
I have a question. How much is a pair of Levi's cost?
A pair of Levi's.
Pair of Levi's.
You have to buy jeans in Tokyo. What do you pay?
It's very expensive.
Yeah, $70 or.
How much?
$70.
$70.
Yeah.
It's a 501. I like 501.
Yeah. I put it in. So you buy them anyway. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My impression of was this extreme revering of the elderly. I was wondering if this has changed, or if they're still revere
respect. Revere means respect. Is there still a lot of respect for older people, for elderly people in the Japanese culture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That hasn't changed.
Yeah. Because Japan has become an international country, so Japanese own custom don't use respect.
we are disciplined from our grandmother.
Could you hear what she said?
We are disciplined by my grandparents to respect older people.
So they get taught that.
Well, now, New York, for instance, your grandparents, do they live, you know, if they need care, do them, does your mother and father have to take care of the grandparents? They live in the same home. See, now, so much of our world is, I was just going to say, so much now, we have what we call old people's homes or nursing homes, and that's where they have to be. Adults that can't take care of themselves have to go to nursing homes rather than the children taking care of them.
Recently, a thing was in America. Mm-hmm. The problem of the older people become to be bigger and bigger in Japanese in Japan. Mm-hmm. In rural place, we usually live with grandparents. Mm-hmm. But recently, the nuclear family become to increase in our country.
Mm. And nuclear family, yeah. No boy being without grandparents,
yes.
In your home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the problem of older people is we are lack of the house and nothing. The house of older people. Mm. The problem is lack of
older people. Yeah.
Lack of older people's house.
Ah. Homes for the elderly. So there aren't places outside of family homes to put
and
the
house
people.
If the house becomes higher than
if the house becomes
fire.
If the house burns?
Yes.
Yeah.
This year, the accident was happened in Japan.
Uh-huh.
The house of older people burned, and there are many older people, but the nursing people is in the house, two or three people,
uh-huh.
And they couldn't take care of many older people, and many older people were died. The problem was the lack of nursing people is increasing.
Okay. Lack of nursing homes and care for the elderly outside of them.
Can you hear me? Sure. Can you repeat everything you said in a summary for the people behind us? They don't hear a thing.
Yeah.
Just repeat it.
We were just talking about, Noe was explaining how traditionally Japanese families included grandparents, grandmothers and grandfathers in the home with the rest of the nuclear family. She said, though, that that's changing in Japan, but very slowly, because there is lack of housing for the elderly outside of the immediate home of the family. Lack of care. You have a question?
All right, concerning the family, how does the oldest son, is he still the one who inherits the greater responsibility as well as the money?
Does the oldest son in the Japanese family inherit most of the responsibility for that family?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's traditional.
So that
is, mm-hmm. Yeah. I noticed that, in our world, if a person wears a ring on the left hand, you're either married or you're either engaged. Now she's wearing a
And so?
So, are you spoken for?
Are you engaged, young boy?
No, but just explain it for my boyfriend.
Oh. It's a present from a boyfriend.
Okay. I haven't married and been engaged.
Not engaged either.
If she were a
friendship.
Yeah. What finger was she wearing?
Yeah.
Huh? If she, Nobuy, if you were married, what ring,
yeah,
what finger would the ring be on?
This finger.
Same one. Yeah.
Same one.
So you're close.
She's embarrassed.
Okay. Any other
your questions for any of them before.
I'd like to know, do wives go out socially with their husbands?
Do wives go out socially with their husbands? Does a wife go with her husband to social events, to parties, and entertainment places?
It is
unusual.
What's courtship like? If you're dating, oh gosh, here we go. If you're dating in Japan, what do you do? If you're dating.
We have 1 minute.
If I will date, I will. I will go to disco or snack bar or drive by car or
So very close to what American standards are for dating. About the same?
If I have
marriages arranged by parents, or are they like Americans, do they find their own?
Mayumi, would you please answer that question? Are marriages arranged in Japan, or do you get to choose?
This system increasing now, because they think just separate thing during school life during school period. They play around, but marriage is a different thing. Expensive, get a lot of money,
income,
and good job, and good family. First thing they think.
They consider.
Mm-hmm. So families, family hope too. Also family hope this person we choose. So now this system increasing now in Japan.
The system of arrangement is increasing.
Yeah, increasing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, many system, there are many systems in Japan. Computer and private office. Yeah, very popular.
Did she say increasing or decreasing?
It's increasing.
Increasing.
Arranged marriages are increasing.
Yeah.
Because priorities like money and position and power are all important, and they want to get a good match for their son or daughter.
Yeah. Many office. There are many office or computer system. Many system.
No, question, how do the young people feel about that?
So...
Do you like it?
We don't like it.
Yeah.
Of course.
But, young people, school, during college student, till college student, they think, I hate this system, but gradually he had many experience, so change mind. we should good person is get a lot of money, big house or many car.
That's important.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's okay after people graduate from high school, they decide there's some value. I'm sure that there are more questions, and I'd like to continue with Mayumi's presentation first.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish with questions at the end.
Japanese tea ceremony express heartwarming relationship between hostess and guest through a bowl of tea. There are two kinds of tea in a tea ceremony. One is thin tea and the other is thick tea. So today I'd like to explain thin tea, how to drink a thin tea. When you enter a tea house, you must take off your watch and ring. You must take off. Before we drink a tea, a thin tea, we eat some cookie. And before we drink a thick tea, we eat a piece of cake. Different. So this is thick tea bowl because this dark and simple. Thin tea bowl is very showy, seasoned flower and many door design. Thin tea bowl is very showy. But today I'd like to explain this bowl. Actually, this bowl is thick tea bowl, but I explain thick tea bowl, but thin, how to drink a thin tea. This paper is Japanese name is kaishi. Paper. This paper we have cake. If you enter a tea house.
Question for the students.
What happens if the tea is hot?
Hot tea. Yeah, but we mixed powder tea and water. Mixed powder tea and water. So not so hot. But first, boiled water. With boiled water, make tea.
Do you ever have refills? Do you ever have refills?
Can you ask for more tea if you want? Yes, please. Hostess asked you, would you like some more? So we want to drink a bowl of tea. Mm-hmm. So please, we say, please. So, you can.
For that second cup of tea, then would you go through that whole ritual again?
Oh.
Is it the same process, Mayumi, if you order more tea? If you ask for more tea, does the hostess have to repeat everything the same way?
This person is not moved, just guest. Yes. But today, no more person. Uh-huh. Yeah. So she maybe tea house is five guest limit. No more. One hostess is make tea. And guest is four or five. Sometimes help people. There is a help one people. Expect hostess. But today, this person, guest, not helper.
Okay, but her question was, for example, if you wanted more tea, would the hostess have to do the same thing again, exact same steps?
Same step. Only make tea. Only make. How to drink is the same style. Yeah. About and yeah.
What is the excuse me? When you put it over there and you say excuse me.
Why do you say excuse me?
Yes. I will drink ahead.
Before the next
person. Yeah, I see. The person.
So she's being a little bit.
Yeah. Busy. So she's waiting.
I see.
So I apologize.
So, okay. is the paper rice paper?
This paper, in Japan, tea shops, we can buy. But this is enough if you visit in temple or shrine in Japan. So take cookie tray. If you have a cookie tray, so you must not direct cookie. Take a cookie.
Directly.
Yeah, directly. Not directly cookie. You must some papers on the cookie.
You put the cookie on the
paper. That bowl is a very large bowl.
Yeah.
Very large.
Yeah. So
in Japan,
yeah.
Do you use a bowl that big?
Yeah. So this bowl is thick tea for thick tea.
It's for a different kind of tea.
So
she's explained.
Thick tea is.
Well, I was afraid if they poured that full. She couldn't drink it.
do they serve, is the bowl served full? Is it full of tea when it's
no,
served?
No full, no full. Just
just enough.
Little.
Enough for each person to drink.
But it's a very large bowl.
Yeah, very large bowl because they are thick tea bowl. So thick tea is five or four or three people. Lined sip a little sip
each. I guess we don't know what thick tea
is. Just the difference in the consistency. Thin tea is watery tea, probably the kind of green tea that you've drunk in Chinese restaurants or Japanese restaurants in the United States. Thick tea is like
strong,
strong or weak, or you know, that's what thick tea would be. Strong tea, thin tea would be less.
A different consistency.
Thick tea is strong tea, thin tea would be less strong, where weaker wouldn't taste as much.
Thin tea is look like water.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but thick tea is look like soup.
Any other questions?
I would like to know how old she is to have had all the education that she's had.
How old are you?
If you don't want to say that,
I forgot.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing question. Japanese woman's secret. Any other questions?
Yeah.
We had a couple students stay with us a couple years ago and from Japan, and they said that they were, I think, under 20. And they said that what they were going to do, their sort of their station in life was established already, and they really couldn't change that. I mean, like, for instance, they could not go to college. Is that the case? I mean, they didn't feel that they had to, they were, I'm not sure where they were going. They were going, like, I think the secretarial school.
Mm-hmm.
And that they could not advance beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Anybody want to explain about the entrance examination system in the Japanese educational system? She said that she had some homestay people in her house that were not going on to college. They knew that they had to go to secretarial school, and that was their life. Why?
So, in Japan, entrance to the university is very difficult. So everybody wants to go to university, and university's number is limited, very, you know, limited. So, high rate, I guess. So,
what do you have to do to get in, Jay?
So,
study hard.
Study hard. So, I'm a university student in Tokyo. When I was in high school, at third grade, I was really study hard to enter university, and I sacrifice many things. I don't play with my friend or study hard. So that situation is quite different from America. American young people, so there's no situation in America. So I think entrance for examination for entrance,
yes,
of your in the college is specific. Yeah. It need to study specific thing.
Yeah.
It's not related to the thing we learn high school.
No.
Yeah. The kind of,
at what age do you take the exam?
18.
So for these people that were in your home, probably they didn't pass entrance exams to a college or university, so they were doing the next best thing by going to a vocational school.
Yeah, I sensed it might even be partly economical also, and perhaps that their families hadn't gone to college or gone beyond.
It's definitely economical because, related to the economics of the family, because if a family doesn't have the money to pay for all the extra tutoring and all the extra schooling that goes in, entailed with preparing for entrance exams for the university, their children can't afford to get trained. So that result.
They can't work their way through college as our students do, is that it?
Does anybody work their way through college or university?
Yeah.
Part-time job.
Yeah, I have a part-time job after university. So I take
finish the class and then we go to part-time job, and then so because we want to have so Japan has many enjoying things. So if I have wealthy rich man, so the money is luck.
Usually in Japan, my parents pay my tuition of university, but my pocket money or something to play.
Get part time job to do that.
Yeah. Yes,
but your parents pay your tuition? Your parents pay the cost of your training,
your
going
tuition
to the university, tuition.
Yeah.
But you earn money to have pocket money to spend with this and things. And that's why you have a part-time job, to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
When they go for advanced degrees, in other words, a master or doctorate, are they selected then by their grade point or test or what?
Do you understand the question? If you want a master's degree or a doctoral degree in Japan, how do you get into postgraduate school?
In Japan, I think after graduate university, they can go there.
Does it depend on your GPA, Jun? Do you have to have a good grade point average to get into master's
school? So, we need a certification.
In Japan, the master degree and doctor degree is not so important.
It's not so important. What about for doctors and lawyers?
If we want to enter a company, the important thing is the connection, personal connection.
So not a degree.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, repeat that so we can hear it back here.
She said that if
they want to enter a company,
if they want to get a job in a company, then personal connections are more important than a degree.
And more important,
stronger than a degree, college degree. Yes.
Are all of these college students? Do they all go to college?
Is everybody going on? Well, let's see. Jun and Kazushige and Mayumi are someplace in their baccalaureate education or beyond. And several, and no way, are you?
Yeah.
Finish with that? Sorry. And then a few other people are transitioning from high school into college. And our job at the English Language School is to prepare them for that.
Yeah. How much vacation do you have from school during the year? Or do you get a vacation during the year when you are in junior high school and when you are in high school?
In Japan?
In Japan.
What's the summer vacation?
2 months, June. End of June.
40 days.
July. End of July. End of July. Beginning of July. No. End of July to the start of beginning of September.
2 months.
Are they planning to get their college here, or are they going back there, or not?
How many of you are going to get your college education in the United States, or plan to get your college education in the United States? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 out of 9. 5 out of 9. Any other questions? I know it's getting late, and we don't want to keep you, but maybe you have some other questions that you'd like to meet with them about individually. We'd like to thank you all for coming and hope that it was informative and that you enjoyed the session.
Just a comment. I would hate to try to do what these students are doing in Japan.
Yeah.
And I want to thank them.